Dr. Paula Riva De Nera is a food safety researcher with the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension. She's been waiting for the federal report on the outbreak for some time. Now she says she's left with more questions than answers.
Well, it's surprising, of course, because the farmers do a lot of canal water testing. And so we're wondering, how is it that they're able to get a positive sample with an E. coli strain that matches the outbreak strain now, months after the fact? And we didn't have positive test results on that previously. Farmers do a lot of testing. So they're going to test the water, they test the crops. And so after going through all of these tests and everything coming back negative, it seems very strange.
How could a strain of E. coli linked to this have gotten in water in the first place? What would be a source of that?
Well, generally when we think about E. coli, we think of poop. So it's kind of the fecal-oral route, which people don't like to think about because it's basically poop getting in your mouth. And, of course, it's unintentional. You don't know that it's there. And it could be poop from anything. So, you know, people often wonder if it's wildlife or if there were workers that were sick or maybe transmitted it from somewhere else if they work with cattle and maybe their hands weren't clean, things like that. So it's always poop-related is how we always think of it.
Wouldn't it take a fairly large contamination event to spread that far?
Well, so that's one of the things that we find very strange is that, you know, there would have to be some sort of ongoing source. If it was something that they're testing positive for now, and they're saying that it contaminated the crops back in, you know, March or April. So we wonder, how did that possibly happen? The other thing about water is that if you get fecal matter in the water and that fecal matter is contaminated, the whole idea is that it's actually kind of dispersing through the system and becoming less and less the further it goes. So it's just pretty shocking that it would potentially contaminate many fields, and then also that it's only contaminating romaine. So that's another very strange thing, is that we had a lot of different crops growing. So why only romaine?
So a lot of questions remain.
Yes, it's still a puzzle. And so even though their investigation may be over and they consider it closed, I feel like this is just the start. If it really is in our canal water, then we need to really find the source. Because just saying it's in the canal water is not enough. We need to find out, you know, did it come from an animal? If so, how did it get into the canal? Is this something that we can prevent? There's just so many questions that we're asking right now. And the farmers are very concerned, and they want to get to the bottom of this. And the response from FDA, as you probably know, was a little bit slower than most of the farmers would have liked. And now that we have the start of an answer that's opened this door for us, we really need to jump on this and find out what we can do to prevent this going forward and where it's coming from, because we're going to start planting soon. They're already taking orders from the buyers for this coming fall. And so we need to find out the source.
That is Paula Riva De Nera, food safety researcher for the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension here in Yuma. We've been talking about news that the E. coli outbreak linked to the Yuma region is over, but the search for the source of the contamination continues. For KAWC News, I'm Lou Gumm.